Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow this week called on the Biden administration to take steps to address the climate crisis by increasing federal investments in bio-based products. The Michigan Democrat, joined by Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar, made the request in a letter to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. The lawmakers say President Biden's commitment to sustainable procurement is an opportunity to strengthen the USDA's bio-preferred program as the industry standard for sustainable procurement in government agencies. Stabenow and Klobuchar say renewable chemicals, bio-based plastics, and other bio-based products are effective tools in reducing the nation's dependence on petroleum while creating markets for farmers. McCarran Farm Talk on Wednesday visited with Jeff Gale, the Foster County Extension agent, to talk about a busy couple of weeks going on at the NDSU Extension, including a succession webinar.
We're getting ready here in Foster and Eddy County for Design Your Succession Plan program. That would be to help ranchers, farmers, small business owners who are preparing to, thinking about retirement and preparing to transfer their operation to the next generation. So we've got that scheduled for March 1st, 2nd, and 10th. It's a 3-evening-long program.
Now, this is for, like you mentioned, not just farmers, but ranchers, but small business folks, too. Anybody who has an entity that they want to get continue and go to the next generation. So, and it's a design your own succession plan. This one's a little bit different than one years in the past, huh?
You're right. Traditionally, the emphasis has been on farms and ranches, and that's certainly we hope some farmers and ranchers will be part of our program this year. But we've also had some interest from small business owners, too. And so we've invited them to come and be a part of it. And a lot of the same principles apply as they think about, well, is there somebody who wants to take on the business, or is it just time to sell and making some of those decisions? Or even it doesn't have to be someone in their own family who's going to take over the operation. It might be a younger person in the community. And how would you identify that person and work with them to get them started?
Again, that's Jeff Gale, the Foster County Extension Agent. This is Inside Agriculture.